Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. In this week's Ask Angelo, we have a couple of writers that wrote in and asked about polyamorous relationships and why is my man still on manhunt? So to tackle the first one, polyamorous relationships, this is relationships with more than one person. Dear Angelo, the person wrote, my long-term partner and I have recently brought a third love into our relationship. It's been going good, but surprisingly, other people have been reacting somewhat negatively to the idea. What do you think of polyamorous relationships? Signed, Three's Company. Dear Three's Company, many gay men want more than coupledom can bring, and choosing how many partners you have can be empowering, and it can be an alternative to sort of the restrictive social norms that prescribe just having one partner. So multi-partner relationships and families can have many benefits. For instance, we all have many sides to ourselves, and being in a relationship with more than one partner can maximize our self-actualization because it challenges the varied aspects of who we are. So being confronted in a lot of ways can help expand our personal growth. Being in a relationship with more than one partner can also help a person to develop good communication and a solid sense of personal wholeness. Without good communication and a strong sense of self, real primal issues like possessiveness and jealousy, anger, trust, belonging and rejection, abandonment, loss, grief would really consume a polyamorous partnership. Instead, individuals strive toward higher levels of being like egalitarianism and non-attachment. So it isn't about not caring, because these people all love each other equally. It's about surrendering and sort of giving up control of the other person. And it's challenging personal limitations, and it's about freedom. So a polyamorous relationship can be a healthy thing if it's freely consented to by all parties for the right reasons. I think it's an unhealthy choice when a couple introduces a third partner to fix what's broken in their relationship, or when two people are seeking to avoid developing deeper intimacy between them by sort of spreading themselves out, so to speak. But I think it's okay to agree to love more than one person at the same time when it's an expansion of a relationship that's already healthy by itself and when all the people participating in the relationship are being enriched by it. So those are my thoughts. All my best. The next one is, why is my man still on manhunt? The reader writes, Dear Angelo, my partner says I'm the one, but he's on manhunt every day. So if he loves me, then why is he still on manhunt? It makes me not trust him. Signed, he loves me, he loves me not. Dear he loves me, he loves me not. While guys use manhunt for various reasons, like dating, making friends, boosting their own ego, flirting, fantasy, the website is mainly focused on hooking up for sex. So I think your suspicion may be well-founded, and his use of the website warrants an open and honest discussion about it, especially since he uses it every day. Now, from the perspective of you as a couple, you may want to approach him with your concern and try to negotiate a solution. For instance, when you do X, I worry about Y, and I feel Z. So, you know, when you go to manhunt, I worry that you're cheating on me, and I feel insecure and angry and hurt. And the next part of that, you know, is would you be willing to try A for us and see how it goes? So, you know, would you be willing to try to, you know, unsubscribe for a month and see how things go with us? Now, when online competition comes up in the couples that I treat, I ask them to take all the energy they put into websites like Manhunt and transfer that energy into their relationship instead. Because I think that being in line online can dilute the intimacy between them. It sort of outsources it. You know, instead of doing the intimacy from person to person in the couple, they sort of create a third area where it's being outsourced, which is the internet. So take all that intimacy and bring it into the relationship. By closing off a relationship exit like the internet, the couple can increase the intimacy between them. Now, if a partner insists that using the website's only a source of fantasy, I usually suggest that the couple try to share their fantasies with transparency. This means make them a part of the relationship. Maybe have a no secrets policy and grant mutual access to usernames, passwords, and emails. And make, you know, fantasy part of the relationship, which can spice things up. If there's nothing to, worry about, there should be no issues there. But if your partner grows defensive and is unwilling to do this, then it could suggest perhaps a sex addiction or that something is going on behind the scenes. And you may be the one, but just one of many. So those are my thoughts. Be sure to visit AskAngelo.com for much, much more, including teleseminars and really good events and lots of great articles for you and polls and lots of neat stuff. So AskAngelo.com. And until next time, I'm out.